Welcome to Open Studio, where we put a spotlight on the arts, artists, and issues in the cultural community. I'm Tom Musgrave. When the Lexington Philharmonic takes the stage next Friday for its annual patriotic concert celebrating Independence Day, it will be opening its 65th season here in Central Kentucky. Today, we are fortunate to have Lex Phil music director and conductor Melise Brunet and executive director Brooke Raby to talk about this historic season. So welcome, Melise and Brooke.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice having you here. So, both of you, what can audiences expect of this 65th season? I looked through it and you've got a great mix of classical, in air quotes, masterworks and modern music. And I think I even saw a commission piece in there too. Mm-hmm. So what can audiences expect?
Well, I think you just said it all.
Goodness gracious.
A great mix of genders and genres and styles and various music for everybody and also for people curious to discover something new. You know, I think it's important for us, and we have shown that in the previous seasons as well, to showcase different styles and also how talented our musicians are to be able to switch like that.
Mm-hmm. Am I right? There was a commission work in the season?
Yeah. We're going to perform Chroma by Stacey Garup, and it was part of the Virginia B. Toulmin commissioning program through the League of American Orchestra. So we're really excited to do that one.
Yeah, that's a very great piece. Yeah. It's about colors, the stories of colors, and she based that on a book that is called The Secret Life of Color by Cassia Sinclair, and she picked six colors that she wrote music about. Like, for example, there is saffron, the spice of life, there is Scheele's green, exquisitely poisonous, there is pink, there is gray, there is orange, and cerulean blue. So that's a very beautiful piece that we are so happy to be part of the commission and consortium for that.
Will the composer be coming to town to work with the orchestra and hear the performance?
Absolutely. Actually, awesome. I already met her in town in Lexington because she worked with UK bands. I met her. We talked about the piece. We already went through our score and things. She's a fantastic composer, writer. She will be in town to meet with the audience, to do also some activities with the kids in town.
That's great. I always love hearing about living composers coming to visit with musicians and students, mm-hmm. too. It's a good opportunity. So 65 years is a long time, and I know neither one of you has been with the ensemble that long. How long, though, have you been looking to this season, knowing that this milestone was coming up and in preparation for it, and what has that been like?
So, I got here in 2023 and sort of immediately started thinking about, oh my gosh, we're coming up on this huge milestone, and it's so important, especially for an orchestra of our size and, you know, in our market, and that we have survived this long and had such a welcoming community to keep us alive and thriving for 65 years. It was kind of a bummer, of course, because of COVID, we weren't able to celebrate our 60th anniversary. So we decided, you know, let's make up for it now. And there's so much stuff going on. We're going to do an opening event in July with a sort of exhibit of Lexville history. And we'll do a closing event in July of 2027. And in the meantime, we'll do some extra special ensemble performances, some curated parties, and some other events. But it's amazing. Like, it's so cool to look back at our archives and see all of these faces and see how long so many people have been associated with us. It's just really humbling and wonderful.
Do you know, either of you, who the longest tenured musician is in the ensemble?
It's Sue Lucas. Yeah. Sue Lucas is the longest tenured currently performing member. She's been there since 1972,
wow.
I think. Yeah.
And she is in our double bass section.
Yes.
Yeah, she's a warrior because, you know, double bass is imposing yeah. instrument.
It is.
Yeah, she's rocking all the concerts.
And she's and she's taught so many people, and like she's just been a, such a huge like a stalwart in this in the musical community for so long, and we're so lucky to have her.
That is amazing. Because you don't hear about that very often, do you?
Nope.
In orchestras. Mm-hmm. It's and lugging a bass around since 1972. Yeah.
Funnily enough, Elaine Cook is actually one of the second, also one of the more seasoned, tenured folks in our orchestra. And she has been lugging a harp around yeah. Lexington.
Oh, yeah. And she won't let anyone else touch the harp, you know. So she's rocking the harp on the podium each time and then moving it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well. Yeah, that's your livelihood, so mm-hmm. I wouldn't either.
Incredible women.
You mentioned something about a 65th anniversary sort of exhibit. Mm-hmm. Are there going to be any special guests from the past that you anticipate? Former musicians with the group or...
We have some former musicians, some retired musicians working with us, especially to dig through all the archives. I don't know if you've ever been through 65 years of newspaper clippings and photos and programs and all that other stuff.
And VHS tapes. And,
oh my gosh, that's right, the VHS yeah. tapes. We had when we found reel to reels. I mean, like,
wow.
So much stuff. So we've got some folks that were there, and they're helping us work with that. I can't say 100% for sure. Things are still moving,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to be exciting.
So this is not necessarily related to the 65th anniversary, but I wanted to ask it anyway. This is the first season without Dan Mason as concertmaster. Talk about long tenured musicians.
No
Dan
kidding.
was certainly. How long was he with the group?
I think he had started in 80.
Like 80 or 80. 40, I think it was 43 seasons.
43, yes. Okay. Yeah. And Peter actually had been 47. Our principal bassoon, who retired at the same time, mm-hmm. Had been playing with us for 47 seasons.
Wow. A lot of loyalty in the group, it sounds like. So have you auditioned and selected a new concertmaster, is what I would like to ask.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, we actually had auditions in May.
Yeah.
And but right now we cannot talk about it.
Okay. Well, and that's fine. I wanted to be nosy, and because I knew Dan's tenure had come to an end, and certainly a retirement well earned.
Absolutely.
And I want to mention all the work that Margie Karp has been doing as replacing and acting concertmaster during the entire season. That's not a small role to take, and she has been fantastic musically in terms of preparation. The group has felt very solid with her because, you know, like the concertmaster is in between the orchestra and the conductor as a communicator. And she's been doing such a fantastic job. So I'm very thankful for her. And I think everybody in the orchestra and the community is very thankful for her work.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Dan's shoes were, those were pretty big shoes to fill, right?
Yes.
And Margie stepped right in and gave it her all, and it's just unbelievably grateful for all the work she's done.
Yes. So, Melise, you are coming into your fifth season, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so your fifth season is coinciding with this 65th milestone.
Absolutely, yes.
What are you feeling about that? Because, again, you've not been with the group for 65 years, but what are you feeling heading into this kind of important this important anniversary?
It's very exciting. You know, I always like a good party, and knowing that there will be several parties all throughout the years is going to be nice. And to be present as music director for that very big milestone is very important to me. To always give the best, be it anniversary or not anniversary, that's been my motto really each season. But I'm happy that we can celebrate with our community and the musicians. It's going to be a fantastic season of music and celebration, and to build even more connections within the community, you know, and keep developing our audience.
Brooke, from where you sit as executive director, what are you looking forward to about this special season?
As executive director, I'm really excited about, like Melissa, connecting with the community and telling our story. I love telling stories, right? And Lexville has such a great story. And just getting the, you know, not awareness, but just like being able to more deeply explain what Lexington Philharmonic has meant to our community and what it means to Kentucky and what it means to the larger orchestral industry is what, I mean, what an opportunity, what an honor for us to be able to tell that. And, but as a music nerd, I'm really just excited about the music this season.
I should remember to ask people because artists and folks in that orbit are nerds about to one degree or another.
Oh, totally.
But we're very fortunate in Central Kentucky to have an ensemble the caliber of the Lexington Philharmonic. I am I perform with the Lexington Singers, but I'm also primarily, in my heart, first an instrumental musician because I came up in band. I'm always jealous when I'm on the other the choral side of things. Mm-hmm. I always wish I were sitting with the orchestra because you all are just so amazing in rehearsals. Even I don't know where the rough edges are. I'm sure that with new pieces of music, I'm sure there are, but.
Thank you so much. It's a passion, really, and it's fantastic to see so many different generations of people, be it in the choirs or in the orchestra, being absolutely passionate about music, and also different cultural backgrounds. But here we meet, we are all together to create art, which helps so much healing, first of all, ourselves, you know, but also the audience, and bringing some peace, bringing some comfort, dreams. You know, when you listen to music, everything is possible. And that's fantastic to be able to do that job. I feel spoiled, you know, every day that talking about nerds, that actually I can make a living out of that fantastic job.
Now, as you're coming into your fifth season, what has kept you with the group? What do you like about Kentucky in general and Lexington in particular?
Oh, wow. Everything. You know, this town is fabulous. It feels like coming to vacation each time. Not in terms of the work, because definitely I'm busy, but the town, the surroundings, how peaceful it is, how beautiful it is. It reminds me a lot of where I grew up in France, because there is a lot, we have lots of horses, you know, but the farms and everything, the little hills, the beautiful sceneries, landscapes, and I love architecture, the homes. I cannot, every time we drive in town or walk in town, I'm always looking around, discovering new things. The people are so welcoming, so warm. I lived in very many different states. I lived in Ohio, in Michigan, in North Carolina, in Iowa. Now I live in Pennsylvania. But Kentucky has been the state where people make me feel welcome at all times, give so much warmth and love, and are so authentic that it's not been surpassed by any other state I've lived in. Because even though I don't live here, I stay many weeks a year here, and I consider myself as a resident too, and I've made several friends. So I consider it as a home too. And it's very special, the connection among the people. That for me, music is important, and people are also number one. That's why I picked that job, because it's definitely a people's job as well.
You always seem very present when you're here, and very much about the people and about the community when you are here to direct the orchestra. That's something that I have noticed. Has that atmosphere of welcoming, has that made the job easier?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's a huge difference. And I hope that everyone in Kentucky listening can feel good about themselves, because often when we are in it, we don't realize how precious it is. But I can tell you that it's the best quality you can have in humans, to be so kind and welcoming and genuinely, you know, authentically being like that. So it's something that has not changed, and that makes the job so much easier. I work with several orchestras in the country, and this community is very unique.
That's good to hear. And again, when you're, it never feels like you're an outsider.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, because I would hate to hear. I would hate to hear it.
And I hear that from folks in the community. I'm sure Brooke does as well. So
she's one of us. We're working on the accent, but I don't know. I don't know how long that's going to take.
Cut her some slack.
Well, after living 5 years in North Carolina and still have that accent, I think it's hopeless.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Yes. Well, I want to thank Melise Brunet and Brooke Raby, Music Director and Executive Director, respectively, of the Lexington Philharmonic, for being with us today to talk about the orchestra's 65th season, which opens next Friday with its annual patriotic concert at Transylvania University and Gratz Park, correct?
That's right.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Listen to Open Studio every Friday during WUKY's Morning Edition and in the afternoon during All Things Considered. Or listen to extended segments at the Open Studio podcast, available at WUKY.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Do you have an idea for an Open Studio segment? We're always on the lookout for news and events in Central Kentucky's arts and cultural community. Email us at openstudiowuky@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page, keywords Open Studio on WUKY. Your idea may make it on the air. I'm Tom Musgrave. Thanks for listening to Open Studio on WUKY.